This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. It might be the last place that you would expect to find the remains of an ancient tropical rainforest south of Chicago in a coal mine. But 250 feet underground in the Heron coal bed near Danville, Illinois, miners noticed the imprints of leaves and tree stumps. Geologists came in and confirmed fossils of a rainforest 300 million years old. Scott Elrick is with the Illinois State Geological Survey. He's co-author of a study on the find that's just been published in the journal Geology. Scott, welcome to Day to Day, and tell me about this fossil forest.
These are leaf impressions and trunk impressions and upright stumps that are viewable in the roof of the coal mine. You need to crane your neck up and look up at the ceiling. And that is where you see sort of a dark gray shale roof, sort of looks like an artist's canvas that's been painted gray, with black outlines of fossil ferns and fossil trees. Some of the tree trunks, for example, were up to 6 feet across, and we measured one that went over 100 feet long and probably longer, but we lost it into one of the coal pillars that helped make up the mine.
These are different from petrified wood, which is turned to stone.
That's exactly correct. I'm sure most people, who have the season of fall, have taken leaves and pressed them between pages of a book. Well, I would liken that in a very similar manner to what we see here. In this case, the layers of shale above the coal seam are like the pages of a book. And the leaves that you would press between the pages of the book are just like the trunks and leaves that we see at the mine. And what we've been able to do is literally peel away a few of those pages and reveal the leaves that have been preserved there and pressed into place.
What is a rainforest doing near Chicago?
We need to run the clock backwards here. 300 million years ago, during the Pennsylvanian Age, the state of Illinois and the North American continent was not in this place that it is now. Where this fossil location was located was right about at the equator.
This is the largest fossil forest, you think, that anyone has ever found anywhere?
I think I should clarify that. It's not the largest fossil forest per se, but what it is the largest study, and specifically a study of the ecology of a rainforest. Just like you would take a walk through a forest and be able to see those subtleties in the plants, we're able to do now the same thing in this location, literally take a walk through a fossil forest and see what's there.
Well, if you could walk through that forest 300 million years ago, what would it look like?
What you would see would be a forest of poles. In this case, you would have lycopod trees, which would be very long, 100-foot-tall poles with leaves, not off of branches, but leaves attached directly to the trunk itself. There would be what we call calamities, or relatives of the horsetail, that would be much bigger than what you would see today, more on the scale of 40-foot-tall and multiple inches across.
Scott Elrick is with the Illinois State Geological Survey. You can find a link to pictures of the fossil forest at our website, npr.org. Scott Elrick, thank you.
You're very welcome.